Syracuse area Congressman Dan Maffei has weighed in on the future of the stretch of Interstate 81 that cuts through the city's downtown. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, Maffei is calling for more creative options than the ones currently on the table.
Maffei says he's worried the two options put forward for this section of the highway are insufficient. Transportation planners last week unveiled the two options for Interstate 81 they've deemed most feasible: rebuilding the elevated highway or rerouting it and putting an urban boulevard in its place. Maffei called I-81's current footprint a barrier, but doesn't want the decision on its future to create division in the community.
But I fear that these two options, limiting us to those, basically precludes consensus and will lead to a very unfortunate conflict, often between suburbs and city.
The aging mile and a half of elevated roadway, known as the viaduct, is reaching the end of its lifespan. Transportation planners hope to make a decision on the road's future by 2017, when the highway turns 50 years old. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.